Thank you. went by used to jail with Tillman, an unsung hero of ours and of New Orleans music. You should know about it. There's probably some songs that you may have heard the Neville Brothers play over the years that were Jello Tillman songs. I might play one more of them later on. I'll tell you when we get. Now we're going to do something by... What's that? And also, we used to call Jello Professor Shorthair. Because, you know, we all come up hanging around Tippettinas, and you know, we all idolized and admired and was inspired by Professor Longhair. And Tillman was Professor Shorthair for a reason. And I'm gonna do something about Professor Longhair now, just because. And this is a song that you've heard a million times during Mardi Gras time. And the reason why I like playing this song in this set is because being a piano player, keyboard player, whatever, from New Orleans, you got to know how to play this song. You got to. And everybody that plays it different. They got their own little way. Now, the only one who played it really close to Professor Longhair was Alan Toussaint. He played it close. He could play it as close as anyone. But if you heard Dr. John play it, he played it different. Art Neville, my uncle Art, he played it different. And the rest, everybody else, we all got our own little twist on it. So I kind of put together some shit I heard, various versions of it, and I kind of try to put it together and make up for my little version. So, and it's, matter of fact, this was probably the third or fourth song I learned how to play. So I learned it from James Booker. And it's a funny little thing, like a little boo. And then, yes, sir. Thank you. on the jump. Thank y'all very much. Tony Hall, y'all. Tony Hall on the bass guitar. Here's a song. We were living in a, it was an office or something. What was it, Nick? Looked like an office when we first walked in there. There was a desk and there was like some folder things and stuff. I know people used to hide blow and shit in those folder file cabinets. I remember searching for blow in those cabinets, shit like that. Anyway, we had moved to California, left New Orleans. Sometime around 1980, 81, something like that, 81, somewhere around there. Seeking fortune and fame. And it was myself was out there, and Nick was out there, and Gerald Tillman, and a few others, Alvin, Red. we were homeless. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
we were homeless. And we had a studio, though. We had a friend that had a place, and that we hung out at, and we lived there. And it was upstairs, it was called The Room. It was upstairs from a place called Drum City Guitar Villa on Santa Monica and Vines. That's where it's located. Right across the parking lot from the famous Clover Recording Studio. If you, yeah. There you go. So,
LA girls.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so we were in there writing songs and we had nothing else to do. We didn't have homes and apartments and shit. We were low on cash, but we knew we had friends who had a lot of drugs, so we didn't have to sleep or eat much. So, that's damn right. There's a couple of times when them hungry crabs hit you, you know. Here's one of those songs. I love you. She could have been found anywhere. Here's another one from that time. And we were just hanging out. And you know, we were at that age. Fun time in life, fun, very fun time. When you have any responsibilities whatsoever. None. No. Actually, you know what? Yeah, so it was carefree and we were getting into trouble. But you know what? It was something lonely, really lonely about that age as well, because you, there's a lot of things you don't understand. Just like now, there's a lot of shit you still don't understand, but there's a lot of things at that point that you definitely did not understand. And this kind of talks about that. Thank you very much. Okay, I might as well do this one. This is not on the list, but we're going to play this one. I think somebody sent me a message that they wanted to hear this song. So we're going to play it. This is another one. It's kind of about the same stuff. It's like about trying to learn to love yourself, pretty much. That's what all that shit's about. And, you know, you know, when you're a dude hanging out, I was probably in my mid-20s, and, about 25, 26, something like that, early 28, you know, and, you're, like, trying to do everything, you try to have as much fun as you possibly can, you, doing way too many drugs and shit like that, and you know, you wanna, didn't know how to have relationships and things like that, you know, you had acquaintances and shit, you had girlfriends, you know, and you really didn't know how to do that kind of shit. No clue whatsoever, none at all. I'm just learning that shit, really, I'm just kind of learning how to do that thing, so I really am. It's fucking true, I really am. Hey, you gotta keep learning. I mean, that's the whole reason why you keep doing this, because you keep learning, you know? Remain teachable, you know? Here's the song. Can't do that again, okay? It's like a flaw. It's like a B flat and a B at the same time. Does not work on that. Yeah. still. Mr. Nick, I almost called him Mr. Nick. And this is Raymond Webber on the drums. Now, I knew Raymond in passing. I knew Raymond. But Tony used to try to tell me, man, he's Raymond. Raymond's a bad man. I'm like, you know, Raymond complaining. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. I swear to God, I ain't lying. It's the truth. And Raymond is, I mean, Raymond is bad. He's a very unsung New Orleans drummer. Can play anything. Absolutely. He can play the funky shit, he can play some rap. And on the bass guitar, you cool. Your shirt's dry now. Somebody came out the rain. Hey, y'all don't understand how thrilled this man was with the wet shirt on. How important that kind of shit is to him. You understand? Now, he lives in Thibodeau, so I'm going to give him a pass. He was raining real hard in the beginning. He didn't have some trouble getting there, but it's possible that he would have been late anyway. But it was pouring out raining, and then when he came in, his shirt all wet and shit. I know he had another shirt on a hanger in the car, in the cleaner's bag. I swear to God. I guarantee you he has one. I would put money on that shit.
I told him on the phone. I was here before him, but I was stuck. I was stuck in the police station when he came to park. I forgot to park it, and when they pulled out, I was in.
Okay. All right. No excuses, man. No. Okay, let me tell you about Tony. Now, when I'm back, this is not man. No, you ain't.
He told me to call Tony.
He wasn't going to walk in the rain. He was not. I was safe. Yeah, I had Tony pick me up, but I was angry. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, Tony, I heard of Tony when I was in high school, and we heard of this kid named Thibodeau Tony. And Thibodeau Tony was the story. He was George Porter, you know George Porter Jr., bass player for the Eagles. Okay, George Porter's little cousin, Thibodeau Tony. Tony from Thibodeau. And he was like this amazing musician who could play like bass, guitar, and drums at the age of like 17, 18 years old. And if you don't know this, the legend was that he could sub for Leo, George, or Zig with the original Meters back in the day. Yes. And yes, this is true. Hey, we hung, I'm gonna tell one little story right quick. We hung out once, and you know when we got tight? I had to sub for a later version of the Meters, but Tarkanowski was in the band, and I subbed, and I did a gig with him. We were up in Shreveport, and so we were up in Shreveport, and we had some ball, okay? We had some ball, right? But we didn't want anybody else to have any, so this guy had a lake behind his house, right? So we got on a little boat, like a rowboat, to go out in the middle of the lake so we could snipe and sneak and do our shit, right? And nobody else, we got stuck. We were doing this, and we think we were going in circles in the lake. And we were lit on blow, and we're like, well, we're stuck in the lake. And then we started howling for people to come get us. They had to send a rope out and pull us out. I swear to God, that was our first hang. That was the first time we hung out, and we've been partners ever since. So, there you go. Okay, all right. I ain't gonna talk a whole bunch more. We got a lot of songs to play. This is the first song that I ever performed in front of like an audience when I was in high school. I played this song at the stage band assembly or something. So here's it. I'm kind of nervous playing this one, but I'm gonna try it. Check it out. It goes over something like this. A song by one of my favorite groups, You know what? I was supposed to put this stuff in order, and I did not do it. So, I gotta find it. Okay, here we go. What? We're gonna be dying talking to you. So we figured we'd lay it on you. Let you know how we feel about love. Every smile each day, loving is a blessing again. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Do yourself a true romance. Beauty that surrounds you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear who. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know this better is love alive, my dear. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know this world is wrong line, my dear. Yeah. Bound to fall in love one day. Surely you need it. Take this moment, run down a couple of things about things we see every day. I want you to stop whatever you're doing. Just stop. I'm gonna rap for you. You know they say there's beauty in the eyes of the beholder. And what y'all say is a natural fact because you are as beautiful as your thoughts, right? You know like, what else there is? You know, we studied all kinds of cults and sciences, astrology, mysticism, world religion, and so forth again. And coming from a hip place, all these things help because they give you insight to your inner self. Have mercy. There's an outer self you gotta deal with. The one like to go to parties, the one like to dress up, be good. You look pretty cool on ego trips and all this. I'm trying to tell you, you gotta love you. You gotta love all the beautiful things around you, the trees and the birds. And if there ain't no beauty, you gotta make some beauty. Have mercy, listen to me. Ooh. We're gonna play this song just because. Hey, Shira Lice, come help us in here. Shira from the band Turquoise. We're gonna do this tune just because it's a hell of a tune. And when it came out, it meant a lot. And when you look at these words, you hear these words, it means a lot right now. Policing, panic, It's great. God knows what we have. Oh, never wanna hide the way they do my life. Never wanna hide the way they do my life. This ain't living, this ain't living. Nah, nah, baby. This ain't living. Changes in like the chorus for a while, and I couldn't really come up with the words or the verses. It just was stuck, you know. You get like that. And this friend of mine, by the name of Bobby Floyd, the late great Bobby Floyd, he helped me write this song. And we're gonna dedicate this song, this vibe, the spirit of Colonel Bruce. Woo! Yeah.
Still live inside, and I don't.
somebody just love me around. And I know a child grows up to be somebody just love me around. My love for both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Yeah. Hey, Sheila Rice, come back up here with us. Once again, y'all, make some noise for Mr. Nick Daly the third. Raymond Ruff and Tony Hall. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, I got a song on the list that I'm gonna play, but I don't know if you're gonna play on this hour. You gotta play this. Yeah, so this is a, you know, see, this is our little secret. I'm gonna tell you a little story. One more story, and then we're gonna play about two more songs. Well, I, you know, like we was talking about earlier, you know, we was hanging out. We had a lot of friends, and some of them were real, you know, I mean, you have acquaintances, you have friends, and some people that will look out for you in your time of need, but they got others that only want to be around you when they can get something from you. But that being said, I was like that to some degree, because if back then when I was getting high and shit, if you had drugs, we could hang out. You know, whether I liked you or not. You know, I mean, yeah, that's it. So I had a friend. Now this guy, actually, like this, we were friends. This guy was, we were good friends, and he's a musician, and he kind of had a sideline because he had sold some drugs as well. So I owed him some money, and I wanted to get more drugs, and I said, I thought to myself, you know what, we're gonna write a song together. Well, I'm gonna write a song, and we'll let him help me, and we're gonna split the song, and just give me some blow on credit until we make some money on the song. So this song was written under those pretenses. I swear to God, I shit you not. And check out this tune. Oh, That's just like kind of out of character for me to play. I think, maybe, I don't know. I got this grouch persona that sometimes I pretend to be mean. I'm really not. Hey, I'm insecure like everybody else. That's a bad little mask.
It's not you, Ivan.
You understand? A little bit,
you know. P&O sessions.
But check this tune. This is a tune. I like this tune. And it won't play. Check it out.
Okay. I played this tune recently. The one of them. Why is it this song? Come hang out. What's up, though? What's going on? I said, have you heard this song? Y'all can sing along. I want you. Have y'all enjoyed this? I really appreciate y'all being here. Okay? It means the world to me.
I'm gonna be back.
Miss you, Alani. Thank you very much.
Yeah.